24/11 last.
Hold it.
Hi, I'm Detective Skaggs, and this is my partner, Detective Whitaker. We came out and spoke with your sisters yesterday. Did they tell you?
Yeah, my son told you that he came by.
Oh, okay, good. All right. I guess we're missing.
Working.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're inside a follow-up?
Yeah.
Good.
Actually,
anyway, we came in, we spoke with kind of, I don't know if they told you, but we're just kind of trying to figure out everything that was going on that day with Augustine. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, we know that he called you that day, so if you could just kind of fill us in with what you know.
Well, that whole weekend he was here, because I didn't really know, because I didn't really get along with her. I was never close to her. She never done nothing with the family, so she was like an outcast, really, basically.
Okay.
And I didn't really have a relationship with her, because I just felt that she wasn't helping my brother the way she's supposed to be, as, you know, his girlfriend or whatever you want to call her.
Right.
You know, having three kids with him, you know. And,
exactly.
But I seen this a long time ago, you know, when baby, his son died. I mean, she never gave him any kind of support, you know. So I think that's maybe really basically where it started, you know, that I just seen that she wasn't trying to help somebody that had just lost a son, you know, that you would figure that she would stand by his side, you know, and she never done that for him. So before all this happened, dad's house, and he had fallen from the roof, and
I remember that day.
The next day.
That was the day I stopped him, and he was in a lot of pain and stuff.
Yeah.
I told him you need to go to the hospital.
So the next day, actually, I think that same day, he had asked if he could go help him. My brother wasn't allowed to go in that lot because the brother didn't get along with my brother.
Oh, okay.
Because a simple fact, because they were always fighting, you know.
Okay.
And he was, the brother's real close to us, so he just was finished, done. You know, you need to move on, you need to find your own place. I don't want to, you know, deal with
you
because you keep on going back with him, you know.
Okay.
You know,
and was this the place of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So during that time, I didn't know. I knew my brother had gotten a motel for them, the Motel 6, because
we took
a U-Haul. Everything, and I seen her that day, but she didn't really talk, you know. She wasn't really not a talker. She's real quiet, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just told her, you know, did you guys move everything out, you know, because I was more really based on the kids, you know, because I don't really see them.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes, yeah, we moved everything out. So that was it. But during that whole week, I just come to find out that my brother was trying to help him move back in. And the next day, I think the little boy, he had slapped him the night before. It being Thursday, she slapped him and called him a dumb bastard. And my brother hated for her to hit the kids.
Hit the kids, okay.
You know, and I guess that's where the argument started. So I guess the next day, she told my brother that she didn't want him there.
She didn't want the kids there?
She didn't want him there.
Oh,
so on Thursday is when the slap of the baby,
oh, okay. You know, came,
okay.
and I guess they got into it, you know, with exchange words. You know, my brother told him to be hitting the kids like that, you know, it's not right, you know. It was only a mistake that he threw the water on the covers, you know, because I guess they had to sleep on the floor that day because my brother couldn't take nothing out of the storage because it was under her name, not his.
Okay.
So that's why that came to be, that they were sleeping on the floor, the water fell on the covers, and, you know, she just reacted and slapped the little boy, you know. So Well, of course, it's gonna bother my brother, you know.
But
for what I hear, that she would always that was actually I just hung up with one of his friends, and he was telling me that my brother would always arguments were because of the other kids that he didn't like the way she treated the kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. On that day, he came over here and he borrowed some money from you, I guess?
Yeah, but that weekend he stayed here.
Okay, he stayed here.
Yeah, first. After he got thrown out, I mean, where was he going to go? I mean, he was just going, you know, wherever he could stay at. So he had
because he wanted to move in with her, and then she just said, no, you can't move in with her.
Well, that was really basically what was said in his mind. They were, okay. he, to me, he thought that he was going to have a family that he wanted all this time because he had just started working. I think he's been at this job site in Ojai for a month. So he was
it a job site up there, or was his boss living up there, or how was that?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
That's what everybody had. Mm-hmm. So there's mm-hmm. a job site. According to you, you think there's a job site up there?
Yeah, he was working out in a house up there.
Okay.
But I don't know who the company is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did he ever say a street or anything?
No, that's what we're trying to figure out, you know, mm-hmm. how he got the job, and okay. so we basically don't know.
Okay.
And, that Saturday, okay, came Friday, I guess I'm not really sure.
Uh-huh.
And came Saturday, he called me that afternoon if he could come over here and wash.
Okay.
So I didn't even know what was going on that time. I thought he was there already.
Okay.
So I told him, like, well, you know, yeah, you know, I'm not going to tell you that you can't come and wash, you know, so.
Come on over.
See, right. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And later on that day, I asked him, well, what's going on? He goes, you know, because she started up again. He goes, and God, I guess I was the one that would have said, he goes, God, he goes, just cut her loose, you know, you know, because she's the one that's going to send you back to prison. We would always tell him,
right.
She's the one, even his parole officer told him,
right.
He goes, she's the one that's going to send you back. You know, right. Because she's the one that's going to do it.
Right.
Because she's going to send you to the home, you know?
Right.
And we would always tell him, stay away from her, stay away from her. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did he still talk talking relationship with her?
Uh-huh.
So they still talk. They didn't have any problems with each other.
No.
That.
He would have actually.
He never wanted to get back.
He did.
Uh-huh.
I think he really did. I think if they never lost, you know, the relationship, I think they probably would have. I wish, you know, if things could go, turn back, I wish, you know, that things.
Uh-huh.
He should have stayed with his wife, you know.
The first one, right.
Yeah. But as for
them,
King Sunday.
Hi, how are you?
King Sunday. He was here all day Sunday. I don't even think he went anywhere Sunday. He stayed here.
Okay.
And then came Monday. We got up in the morning and we started making lunch. So, you know, you're going to go to work? And he told him, nah, because I'm going to call in because I don't feel good.
Okay.
But he was here all day until 11. He finally got up and he told me that he was going to go to the 99 cent store to go buy a toothbrush. And then he came back over here.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed here for a while.
Did he ever discuss his plans with you? Like, hey, can I stay here a longer period of time because I can't live over there? Or did you guys talk about...
Well, you know what? Really? I mean, I would never tell him nothing because he knew that he was
welcome
here.
Okay.
You know, I would never tell him that he couldn't be here.
Okay.
So, basically, you know, I was waiting for him that night to come back,
mm-hmm.
and he never came back, but, that day it was, I think, 2:00, hey, bro, we go, you know, your car, because he was real clean with his car, and go, you got mud pies, right? Like, somebody had thrown mud at his car,
mm-hmm.
and, but in his side, because it was parked in the outside,
mm-hmm.
so he started washing his car, and then he goes, oh, okay, you know, so he started washing his car. But after that, he took off. And then I tell him, I go, well, where'd he go, you know? And he goes, I don't know. I go, he didn't see no him. I go, he just gets up and goes. He goes, he didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
So I go, all right, then. So I came to be, I think I could say maybe 4:00 because I was already starting making dinner.
Uh-huh.
And he came, and then he left. So I don't know. I can't remember if he came to pick up his basket of clothes that he had.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't even tell you what he picked up, but I know he picked up his he had clothes in the garage.
Okay.
And that's what I was telling my mom, what do you do with his clothes, you know?
Are they still here? Are they?
No, okay. No, they're not here, so I'm pretty sure that's what he picked up.
Okay.
You know, so when he got to the car, that's when I came behind him and he goes, hey, go, like, where are you going? He goes, I'll be back right now because I'm going to my friend's house. And then I go, all right, then, you know. So, but he did come back. But when he came back, he called me, and he was parked outside. I didn't know he was parked outside. And he tells me, could I borrow $10? And I go, because I need money for gas. And I go, yeah, sure, you know, we both come over, you know. And he goes, oh, I'm outside. And I go, well, come in, you know. He goes, you could come in and eat dinner. So he did. He goes, so I served him dinner. Actually, he was situated right there where you were at. Uh-huh. He ate dinner, but he was quiet.
Real quiet.
He didn't really talk. He ate and got up. He goes, and I heard him call my mom and ask my mom for $10, you know, because he needed it for gas, you know, because he was going up to Ojai.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. So
Did you think that was weird that he was going to go up to Ojai that late at nighttime?
Well, he didn't say he was going to Ojai. But I'm saying that's where he ended up at.
Right.
I didn't know. He told me that he was coming back. So when he went to my mom and picked up the $10, my mom thought he was coming back. Well, I kind of figured he was coming back too, you know, because he said he was coming back, you know. So I go, all right, then. So it came to be 8 o'clock. I just go lay down and watch TV in the room.
Uh-huh.
And I never pick up my phone and call. And maybe it was even earlier. I don't know what time it was. And that's when he told me that he was in Ojai. He was in a high-speed chase. And I didn't really believe him. Uh-huh. You know, because, you know, I mean, who's going to call his sister and tell her, you know, that he's in a high-speed chase?
Uh-huh.
And,
was he sound calm when he called you, or was he sound, like, nervous, or?
God, I kind of not calm. It was, like, more, you know, like,
adrenaline rush,
yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. So he tells you, I'm in a high-speed chase, and you didn't, at first you didn't believe him. What made you believe him? Did you hear the siren?
Because I heard the sirens.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So when I heard the sirens, I was just like, oh my God, you know.
And what did you tell him? Did you tell him, like, pull over?
Like, what are you doing? Pull over. What are you thinking? You know, I go, just pull over, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, no. I go, I'm done. It's done, you know. It's over, you know. Like, I just wanted to call you just to tell you that I love you. You know, and tell my mom and the whole family, you know, that he loved us, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, what the heck, you know.
Right.
And so I told him to get on the phone. That's when I started panicking. And I called my really talked to her.
Uh-huh.
I talked to well, how are we going to tell mom, you know, go about this? And telling them to pull over, you know, think about your kids, you know, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what you told them. But we really, the only thing he told him to go take care of my boy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So after that, it was just like, you know, God, you know, I was like, oh my God, I didn't want him to come over here and all that, you know, happened in front of my house, you know.
Right. Well, he did drive by. Did he think your mom was here? Is that why he drove by here? Or?
I don't know, honestly, to tell you.
Or he drove by just to see you, maybe?
Just to see us, you know, because we were already all here, you know, I called my sister, so we're all here.
When he drove by, was it going fast or was it slow?
Oh, yeah, it was fast.
Oh, okay.
See? It
was like, hey, Dad.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Dad, you know, but
uh-huh.
Kept on going. You know, so I'm thrown over there and,
uh-huh.
Yeah, but
Did he only pass by here once?
Once, uh-huh.
Just one time?
One time.
Okay, and then from okay.
We all stayed here. Well, we heard, we were just like,
we didn't
even
know anything
proper over there. Well, we didn't know anything that was going on over there, honestly, until, you know, he called.
Then they called you.
Yeah. And we didn't go. I didn't go over there until the next day. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. How did you see any kind of like changes in his personality from Saturday till that Monday when you guys got up?
Well, he told me that he was really, I think that what really, really bothered him the most, that she gave him high hopes that they were going to be a family.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me, what bothers me the most is that I spent so much money that she left him broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he paid for the motel and then the storage and the moving. And
did that happen a lot?
It was constantly. It was always like that.
So she just.
That's why I never got close to her, because I always didn't like what I seen. I didn't have to put up with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, and that's what I would always give my brother an example. Augustine, a woman that loves you is going to stand by your side and go to help you. You know, I his home, went to prison. I want to go see him over there. I go, somebody that's going to want to help you is going to help you. But this girl was just throwing you out and text messages. I mean, you would figure, I mean, did you guys see with his phone? Mm-hmm. You guys haven't checked his phone?
Well, I'm sure the major crimes case probably checked
that, that's why I was saying, go, something was, that's why I told my mom, go, something had to happen from when she, he left my mom's house. Maybe she texted, cause she was texting some stupid things.
Really?
I mean, just stupid, just off the wall things, you know?
Okay.
And I don't even think she's right from her head. You know, honestly, to tell you the truth, I don't, she's just.
When was she texting those?
She would always text them, just stupid.
Oh, so you didn't see me that night though?
No, that's why I'm thinking that she probably.
They would text each other.
Just stupid things, you know?
This is over the years.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All
the
years.
You were crazy with that phone.
Uh huh. From the morning, when he would wake up, you would be texting. Just crazy stuff, you know? Like, first, you would be telling him, I love you. And then all of a sudden, you know, she'll say that she don't want anything to do with him. She was just all.
So she would just lead him on and.
It was just like.
14-year-olds.
Yeah. It was just like little kids, really. You know, she wasn't like, I mean, that's why I really, like, I would always tell her, go, why are you having so many kids? You know, this girl, she ain't even doing nothing for you.
Right.
You know, she had 3 kids from him, you know. And I don't know if you guys want to go talk to her, you know, but really, basically, right now, my mom just gave me just came over here last night and told me that we're probably going to just let him go. You know, and that's going to be in 3 days. They gave us 3 days. 3 days, you know, to
wait and find out.
Yeah,
what's
but
going on.
Right. You know, it's just like, you know what really, really bothers me the most is, you know, his boys, you know, that
that's what I'm concerned about.
You know, just
okay, he's seemed to have been dealing with this whole thing. You know, so, yeah. I mean, he's.
He wanted to change his life because he went and got his driver's license, he got a job, and his mom got him a car.
I remember talking
you know,
to Augie during that time.
He wanted, you know, he wanted to make a turnaround. He didn't want to live that kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he ended up passing away. But, you know, he was another one, too, that he would always tell me, he goes, I'm not going to live to be 19. He would always tell me that. I go, man, you know, I would tell him, me, I'm going to, what do you say that for? And then he goes, because I'm not, you know, when he turned 19, I think he was going to be 20, huh, Mom, when he died. They go, oh, Nico, I go, you're safe. He goes, nothing's going to happen to you, you know? He died at 19. Like, he had that feeling that he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if people feel like when they're going to, you know, something's going to happen. Yeah. But he always did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the one that actually we're going to have a meeting with them today. And like I told my mom, it's not only about just us, you know, my mom and my sisters, you know, it's just.
This
boys
is where
too.
The family needs to come together for the 2 boys, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, they should.
But he doesn't like, he talks a lot with your dad,
kids,
you know, with his feelings and what he feels after all this happened, you know, and I think your dad. Because my family is not like your family, you know.
Well,
so
Timmy,
I think
down,
you're that kind
you're
of kind, you know, big step with him. You know.
My dad did this whole law enforcement thing for 30-something years, so he's good. He's a good talker.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If anybody can give him good advice, my dad could probably do that.
For that, with my brother.
Okay.
Tell your dad to get up. I'll do it. Because I'm talking to somebody. He's asleep? Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's juice in there.
He's getting big. Now.
I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I think I don't know. Maybe you're. I know that the boys like you. I mean, Medina. They just like. I don't know about that guy. I mean, I don't even know him. Period. But I hear stories about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went over there. I guess Medina gave the grandma a remark. And go, did you know?
Right.
You know, he might smoke pipe weed, but I don't think, you know, he would go that far as doing that. I always talk to him. Like, he's still, you know, I'm trying to get him out of all this, you know. And
Well, it's going to be a battle, mm-hmm. but, you know, mm-hmm. as long as everybody in the family.
Did he?
Yes. What he was arrested for it.
Or under the influence?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I think...
No, I'm only here. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Medina, I mean, mm-hmm. I know we're opposite sides, mm-hmm. but knowing what Medina did,
mm-hmm.
he did. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To embarrass him.
Yeah.
But embarrass him straight.
Yeah.
You know? That if he said that to grandma, then.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know. I pulled Timmy outside mm-hmm. to talk to him mm-hmm. after that, and he was like, you know, you know, Medina didn't have to do that, you know, he didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, each of us are different, you mm-hmm. know, in how we deal with things.
Yeah.
And I think Medina was, he's to the point where, before it's too late. I mean, we all want that. I mean, mm-hmm. even though we're gang officers, mm-hmm. and they sometimes they look at us as mm-hmm. like, you know, the guys that are out to get them, harassing them, whatever.
Yeah.
Our main goal is to make sure that they don't die.
Yeah.
They don't die, that they don't end up in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all I care
yeah.
about. If
yeah.
I can help one kid out,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
I'm on these kids since they're like 10 years old and
yeah.
they're out there doing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm out there in their face. So
yeah.
that's why they all know.
Actually, there's a man that's working with him from the Boys and Girls Club.
Good.
And I don't know what his name is, but when he found out, he called him up right
away.
Yeah, so that whole day, he you know, if he needed help or anything, you know, that he would be there for him.
There's
so.
A new program, too,
yeah.
that we're starting up.
Mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club?
It's brand new. They just started talking
mm-hmm.
about it last week. But
it's kind of like getting a social worker to come out and,
mm-hmm.
and be there for the kids to help them.
It's almost like an intervention type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, help them,
for
you know,
that
get jobs,
them.
Whatever. And just
yeah.
to try to get them off the street and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an option. It,
yeah.
They've got to want to do it.
Because I think that the Boys and Girls Club is basically, I guess he has to go and do like a community like hours, and they're seeing
mm-hmm.
him how he's going to work, is he's going to be, you know, if he's going to be messing around or he's going to want to work.
Right.
And
I think that's what they want to see. Once they see that, they'll place him in a job. But
yeah.
His mom was telling me that they're going to put him in, I think he's going to school for ROP for, auto mechanic and paint and, you know, so.
That's good.
You
definitely.
Know.
Any kind of trade
that
you get. And get, you know, the boys into out there at the longshoremen stuff, doing
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Anything to keep them busy, that would
yeah.
be good.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that, though.
Yeah, because a lot of
mechanical
stuff out there.
Longshoremen, because it's hard,
mm-hmm.
long hours. Mechanical stuff, hard, long hours.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to go into ROP,
mm-hmm.
you guys sit down with him.
Mm-hmm.
And go over a bunch of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he may catch crap for it at the beginning, but the biggest thing right now
mm-hmm.
that's the most profitable,
mm-hmm.
and they need a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
is like phlebotomists that do the blood,
mm-hmm.
or nursing.
Yeah.
And they'll pay for you to go through. People are paying for them to go through, and that's
mm-hmm.
awesome
X-ray,
money.
X-ray technicians.
X-ray technicians.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, and the medical bills.
And it's that's not bone-breaking work where your body's just
mm-hmm.
worn down. I mean... I've worked construction before I became a cop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I never did dope, but I know that. There
mm-hmm.
was like towards the Thursday and Friday, it was hard as crap to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Your body aches, you're tired, you're run down.
Yeah.
So that's why people... And that's why people, a lot of times people use that little extra, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
to get lead
going.
To get
yeah.
going.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I mean, as far as I've
yeah.
seen him,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're with him every day,
yeah.
but I've committed him on,
mm-hmm.
on what he's trying
mm-hmm.
to do with himself. And, you know. One last thing I wanted to get with you, too, is the whole gun issue with
mm-hmm.
Augustine. Was there any indication, did you know prior to that they had a gun, or
no.
do you know how he came about with that gun?
Actually, he knew that I hate guns. He knows that. That's why I was always like, what the hell, you know? Like, I'm against it, you know? And
right.
and from my understanding, I didn't even know he had one.
Okay.
I was like shocked, like, what the heck, you know?
Because
mm-hmm. he knew that we've gone through so much, you know,
with the whole family,
you know, and it's like, he knew that I didn't like him.
That's
and if he did have one, he didn't,
I mean,
you know.
My son should understand what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
Through that, Beth and then my husband.
Mm-hmm. That's why my mom was saying, you know, that, well, how could you do this to me knowing, mm-hmm. you know, knowing that the way that we, you know, what we're going through right now. I mean, he didn't have to put us, you know, through this, you know. He made us feel, like I told mom, I was just like bawling, crying, that he left us in a spot that it's up to us now to let him go, you know. Why did he have to let us, you know, why did he have to make us pick that choice, you know, for his life, you know, to be, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, go, you know, wasn't he thinking? You know, now in a way, it's like up to us now. Not only us, it's kids.
Unfortunately, when people, make these decisions, they're being selfish, and mm-hmm. they're thinking only of themselves mm-hmm. and not of the others that they're going to leave.
Well, you also got to take into the fact mm-hmm. that the way he did it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. he was hoping probably that
yeah.
it was
going to yeah. be. That's like
the police
like
were going to end his life.
The
yeah.
way he did it.
Yeah. yeah.
And he wanted to be killed.
Yeah, and we
I feel to me that he couldn't do it himself, mm-hmm. so he was going to get somebody to do it.
And which makes it really hard for our jobs, too, because mm-hmm. we don't want to take anybody's life. Yeah. I mean, I don't sign up to do that. I mean, I sign up to protect a life, and mm-hmm. if need be, if I have to use my gun to mm-hmm. save a life, then I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we don't want to just take somebody's life to take it. That's awful. We have to live with that for my life.
That's why I tell him, you know, time going on. I'm not mad at, you know, the cops. I'm not, you know, because he went all the wrong way to do this. It's not even. Yeah. I mean, you guys come out of your house to do your job and come mm-hmm. home, you know.
Yeah, to our families, because we want to come home to our family. We got kids and we want to be home to our kids and be there and you know, when our shift's over. Mm-hmm. So it puts us in a really bad situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the fact that you took the time to talk mm-hmm. to us. I mean, we still, mm-hmm. I think the only person we have left to him, too, yeah. so.
What about, I have one more question. Mm-hmm. You said that he went to
he likes to drink, so he used to go in. Mm-hmm. You know, he lives an hour.
Is he about his age, or?
Yeah. You know where?
No, actually, you know what? I think he was a little bit older than then.
Do you know where at in El Rio? Where he lives?
On Colonia Road. Okay. Avenue. Is it Avenue? The one in El Rio?
Yeah, the one on my Wendy's.
California. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, really, yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but really, basically, I mean, it's just like. My brother was not in his right mind anymore.
Could you see that? I mean, you guys are around. I talked to your mom yesterday. Did it seem like he was at the last couple of days that he was out of it, despondent?
To me, he was real quiet. I didn't really, when he was here, I didn't really talk to him because I was, you know, inside the house. Mm-hmm. But
is that different than normal? I mean, would he normally come
in? My brother's always been quiet.
Really?
He's always been quiet. He's the only time
he would when he used to drink beers, he would come like and hear the music and
hear music and mess around with us, you know, and talk. Mm-hmm. You know.
I heard he was always quiet. Only smiling with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, but he made us, you know, just like. Just a decision that he let you know.
That's it's probably the hardest decision in the world.
You know, that's like I told him, passed away. I mean, he passed away, okay?
We didn't see him.
But with this one, it's even worse because we have to see him.
And you have to make that decision. And, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. you have to think, is that how he's going to want to live, you know?
No.
So that's the hardest part.
I think you guys know it. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if
it's definitely
hard, the situation came to, you know, me and my partner were talking about that the other day. It's like, you know, I wouldn't want to live that way. I'd hope my family would make that decision because mm-hmm. as hard as it is, mm-hmm. you know, nobody wants to live like that.
No. And then they were saying something about it. If they do let him live, that he's going to have a pipe in his throat.
Have a trach to breathe.
Yeah.
Have a tube to use the bathroom.
Yeah. You know, that he would be in a, I think they will send him to Riverside or San Bernardino to
wherever they find
a rehab for him.
Yeah, and those.
You know, but I don't think that
He wouldn't want that. Hell no, he would not want that. You know, my brother's been working for since he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
He was one of the best in Ventura County as a drywaller. Yeah. He was good. He was real good in his job. That's why I just like.
My husband, well, he used to make the seasonal salary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he used to get unemployment because he was 8 months of salary. And then until the other seasonal comes to make it. So he used to haul corn, watermelons.
But that would have a food stamp.
Oh, really?
The corner of Sunny Point.
So even
so
before that.
He used to stay there selling the watermelons and corn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I grew up too.
Yeah,
in Santa Paula.
Yeah. He used to get him up early to take him.
And now he was even younger than 18. I think he was maybe, 16.
Wow.
Yeah, and my dad had him out there. He was really kept and busy and working and, you know. But my brother, honestly, to tell you the truth, he fell apart when his son died.
Yeah.
When he died, it was just like, you know.
Thing, yeah.
She ended up in mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found her one time. She wrote all over her walls. You know, just little stories, like poems, and I mean, she like totally lost them. And finally, they put her in. They called, mental health to come and get her because she was just losing it. You know.
I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why mom and dad. He's seen everything that the dad had gone through, the brother. And we just lost my dad just last year. You know, it's just like, it's been on and on and on. But it's just a thing that my dad died of an illness, you know. It's like somebody killed him, you know.
They just die. I mean, they're strong and healthy.
But that's what we tell the boys, don't keep yourself busy, you know. They go, there's nothing better than to have a good life, you know, because God put you guys in this world, you know, with 2 feet and 2 hands, strong hands, you know, to go to work and be men and go righteous men, you know. And you go, he didn't bring you guys to this world, you know, to pick the bad world. You go, that's you guys. If you pick the bad world, you go, it's not because God gave it to you. It's because you picked that.
Everything's a choice.
Mm-hmm. It's
an
easy way. It's a choice to have, you know. Like, that's what I told him. Go, God made you here for a purpose, you know. Whether you have choices, the good or the bad.
I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gang members and drug users, and never once did they say that somebody forced me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's their choice.
Yeah.
Everything's their choice, so they have to make that right choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had that. I told him, you're doing this because bottom line is it's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to be bad.
What was he telling
easy
you?
To do the wrong
what
thing.
Is he telling you?
He says he wants to, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is going to be real.
He's like, hey, the house over there on Balboa, it's so, you know, it's just there, you know, it's down the street, you know, whatever, and the drugs are there, and I just, you know, it's just hard for me.
Well, you know what, actually, he's a Santa Claus, but you know what, and to tell you the truth, I hate for him to be in El Rio, and he tells me too, El Rio is walking into the devil's trap.
It is.
That's
there's so much stuff that he can get himself into trouble doing.
So. Any nothing. So he tries to keep himself. If you see him over there and still be at the,
I'll probably stop him just to make sure he's doing good. And he knows that about me.
He knows.
The thing that he doesn't work for the dad, and he has to go over there.
The only reason he goes, if he stays in Struby, is because he's working for his dad.
Uh-huh.
You know, and or his grandma's house. But usually, I'm kind of glad that he's working over there with his dad. You know, so his dad talks to him a lot. And at first, actually, you know what? He didn't even know that was your dad.
Oh, really?
I guess they had worked at your house.
Uh-huh.
And he told me. Whose house is this? Oh, my son's.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, wow. So your son's a sheriff, huh? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, why? Wow. well, what's your last name? He goes, Skaggs. And he's just started busting up laughing. Like, don't tell me. Randy Skaggs. But yeah, that's what he said. And so I think you're Arnold told him, because he don't want to tell me it's on me, but don't even pay me. He tell me it's on me. He go, he's, you know, let me go a few times, you know, he's a good guy. And he go, why? Does he, you know, I guess he, Mike told him, you know, go, does he, you know, harass me? But no. Actually, he's let me go a few times. You know.
Right.
But he talked to your dad. He told him that he rode around with your dad in El Rio.
Oh, really?
And he goes, yeah, I go, I had this old man, because he's a sheriff, and before he even knew that, you know, it was your dad. He goes, yeah, go ahead. He goes, this old man in my truck, you know, he's a sheriff. And I started laughing at him. And then afterwards, he goes, oh, my God, I had him in the truck. And going, this guy's dad, imagine he would have pulled me over. He probably think I kidnapped him.
I'd have probably arrested my dad. Well, thank you guys for talking to me again. I appreciate it.
You guys don't have a card or anything?
I'm actually off today. Do you have a card?
I have a card.
Phone number down to you. This number. Here's my cell phone. I keep it 24/7 with me.
Okay.
So you feel free to call me if you need me in the middle of the night to talk to me about your kid. Ever call me up, and that's what I'm here for. So
I'm just hoping there with him, so he'll be at least.
That's all I hope for. Yeah. You know, I just happened this. This could be the thing that turns him that to go the wrong way, you know, or it could be the thing that turns him to go the right way. So this is a critical time for the whole family to make sure that they're doing something with him, to not let him just sit idle and...
We're here, man.
Actually, I think because today we're going to, because the boys don't even know what's going on right now, and we're going to have a meeting with the doctor today at 4:30, so they don't know that they already gave him the 3 days. But, I know they're going to really take it hard today, so that's when. I don't think they'll go out there and do anything crazy. You know, I think there's more, they're more mourning, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he said that he wants to be there with the boys when they're told, you know. So.
Well, like I said, you have my number.
Okay.
Feel free to call me.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.